Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ever miss something?
Did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Wilt Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
From the 816, why all three letters are capitalized? Can't we hold wide receivers responsible for not being open? Quit! All capitals. Blaming coaches. Go watch film.
Oh, he's telling us to go watch film.
I got a life.
And a wife and kids. Film is not something I'm interested in. But thank you for the opportunity to go watch it. Appreciate the suggestion.
Honey, dinner's going to have to wait. I got to watch the All-22.
Could you imagine if I said to my wife, hang on a second, honey, I got to watch the All-22 before we go out to dinner
Well,
tonight.
I know a guy.
Yeah, that worked out, right? Bigger carousel right now, college football or the fact that every Hardee's is closed?
Well, that sucks.
He's not happy with the Hardee's closing, is he?
I'm sure there's a lot of people pissed, dude.
I mean, you said it to me today. It was like a stunner. I'm like, when was the last time? We were for the last couple of weeks or whatever. Like, when was the last time at the Hardee's? I don't know. I came up Metcalf Day. Hardee's is closed there now, too. Mm-hmm. Got on the interwebs. They're all closed in Kansas City.
Damn. Yep, the one on Metcalf.
You say, damn, when was the last time you went to Hardee's?
It's been a minute.
Yeah, so don't say damn.
I did enjoy it when I went.
Damn. Yeah,
but it didn't happen.
And that's why they're all closed. Because everybody's like, oh, damn, Hardee's closed. Yeah, when was the last time you went, pal?
You know how Burger King has the Whopper and McDonald's has the big, what's Hardee's?
Yeah, what was their thing called?
Well, they had that burger that the girl was eating, you know, in the skimpy outfit during the Super Bowl one year.
Was it that AJ McCarron's girlfriend?
Was it?
Oh, I think you're right about that.
That might have been the first NIL deal ever done.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because Brett Musburger was in a coma when they put her on the screen.
Oh, no, that's a different girl, I think, isn't it? Was that, who did you say?
I thought it was A.J. McCarron.
A.J. McCarron, that's right. I was thinking of the guy who came here from Alabama or Georgia.
Brody Croyle?
Yeah, no, the guy who was dating Casey before.
Oh.
What was it? Aaron Murray. Yeah, that's who I was thinking of. But you're right. I think it is.
I thought so. I don't know. Maybe it was a blonde chick.
The other guy. But yeah, but
Luca blonde chick.
What did Hardee's have? The biscuits?
Mm. Tear me up some biscuits. By the way.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Real easy question here on the Fan 965, our Wednesday Fesco and Dusty poll question. Do you want Cliff Kingsbury to be the next offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs? Very simple, yes or no. We're not tough here. We're very easy. Poll results in, 68.1% of you say yes.
Wow. Again, I think it's a name you know. You recognize the name. Mm. Recognizing a name doesn't mean it's the best.
Would this be a similar percentage with Kafka, Bienemy, something like that?
We should try it every day this week just to see.
Let's do it. Screw it.
You text line people aren't just all about Hardee's.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But when was the last time you went? Because they're closed.
Somebody goes, Hardee's? More like hardly around.
What does this mean for Carl's Jr.?
Yeah. Somebody says Thick Burger was the goat.
That's what it was, the Thick Burger.
Somebody says the Frisco Burger. Somebody says it was Paris Hilton who was eating the sandwich.
He's rocked up. He's thick.
Hell yeah. Hardee's had good breakfast. No, they didn't. Stop.
When was the last time you breakfasted Hardee's? Seriously, I'd like to know. Text in the last time you went to Hardee's.
And this is Bob texting in the text line from the 816. No one cares until a place closes, in my opinion.
Exactly. It's
people
true.
People
true.
Bitch that haven't been in years. Hardee's was mid at best, overpriced.
Yes. Yes. Brilliant. Take the week.
Told you.
I can't believe that place closed. Oh, when was the last time you were there? 85, maybe?
Yeah. Mushroom and Swiss burger is what I think of.
They did. Yeah, that's good, right. Mushroom Swiss burger. Yeah. So, honest to God, when was the last time? Yeah. Things got better. We were talking about it before. Like, you know, certain restaurants aren't in style anymore because people found things that are better than those restaurants, right? And Hardee's happens to just kind of, you know, fall into that category. I don't know if they're closing nationwide, but here they are, you know. They are closed.
I mean, I know the one in Lee's Summit closed on 3rd. 3rd Street, that's gone. I noticed that the other day. Kind of like when I read that article about Jack in the Box is closed and I started driving, I was like, wow, they are gone.
They are gone, yeah. I mean,
cleaned up shop. Speaking of Jack Caglione could be a key piece in this Royals team exceeding what they have as their over-under and wins this season, which is 81.5, so right around 500. Mm-hmm. Whether you believe it or not, 2 years in a row they have finished above 500. So track record would say...
Yep.
Take it. I think this is a year for the Royals where I think last year was a kind of a learning curve, like maybe a little over exalted on the what they thought the season was. They said we were a playoff team. We're gonna be in the playoffs, and they weren't. And they were competitive somewhat most of the year, and then it fell short. Detroit, no surprise, your leader in the division. They have a loaded roster more than you think. Riley Green finally figured out the age of 30. Spencer Torkelson, former number one pick. Riley Green was a top five pick. They've got McKinstry as well, Jonathan Job. They've got obviously Tarek Skubal. They're a good team. Their win total is at 86.5.
I think, you know, we talked about it earlier about that collapse, and the more that I've kind of thought about that collapse, because you would use the word, what did you say, historic collapse?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a sign, quite honestly, of what happens in sports a lot. Teams get bored in the regular season. When they're out and they've got a big time lead or they know they're going to the playoffs and then they put it into cruise control and it's hard to get it back when you put it in to cruise control. And people will say, see, that's the benefit of 162. I'll say, see, if you have a 100 game season, you don't have to worry about that. Mm. Everybody's playing high intensity baseball all the time, because after the 100 game mark last year, let's be honest, how many high intensity games were the Tigers playing for everybody to go out there and watch? Were they putting their best product out on the field for the fans? The answer to that question is probably no. How many of the best efforts are we getting over the course of 162? So if you shrink this thing down to 100 games a year, you're getting top-notch effort every single night. Mm. And you don't have to worry about, you know, these historic collapses of teams that are getting bored and just kind of playing through the motions to get to the postseason.
Yeah, and I think this is, again, like where the Royals are, unfortunately, as opposed to like the big, big teams like the LAs and the New Yorks and all that, is that where we say the Chiefs can't run it back, the Royals kind of have to run it back, especially when it comes to their pitching rotation. Like, I'm not saying that Noah Cameron has to go out there and be that guy again, but he can't take a huge step back.
Right.
You'd like to see Ryan Burger go out there and get more of an opportunity to show what he can do. Can Lugo get past what happened with fatigue? Mm-hmm. Did you learn from that? Like, maybe... Instead of worrying about if Noah Cameron can make the sixth inning or not, maybe it's like, hey, let's backload Seth Lugo because we saw what happened last year.
Right.
Michael Walker's another year older. Can Cole Reagan stay healthy? There's a lot of ifs, but I will say, and I know I sound biased and a homer, but I will say if those ifs hold up, you will see a team that will compete for a playoff spot. My opinion is don't worry about the Central. just get in.
That's right. Just get in the playoffs.
And
right?
I think that could happen if they can have these big ifs. And they are big ifs. I'm with you, Texan. I'm with you, listeners that have doubts and all this. But I have belief that Jack Caglione can figure it out. I have belief that Vinny can stay healthy, that Michael Massey is going to train in this offseason and be your second baseman. How many of you thought Michael Garcia was going to do what he did last year? And now he's solidified, locked in at third. Bobby's obviously the superstar at short.
You have the best left side of the infield in Major League Baseball, I think, right now, right?
You have an up-and-coming kid who played 20 games in Carter Jensen, who had a barrel rate up there with Shohei and Aaron Judge for the time that he was in.
Today's Shohei Day, by the way, on MLB Network.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Did he bet on it? And the thing about Jensen is small sample size, but there's promise in there that we haven't seen. There are a few unknowns, mm-hmm. and there are a few unprovens. And fortunately enough for baseball, you're in a division where you can get some garbage wins. I think the Twins are falling apart.
Oh.
I think Chicago is close, but they're not quite there yet.
Signing that third baseman that they got from Japan, who's a big-time bopper, that's a big sign for them. I like the over of 63.5 for the White Sox. You can start your retirement, I think, hitting the over on that one this year for the White Sox, because I do think they're going to be better than that number gives them credit for. But I don't think the Indians, and I don't think the Twins, you mentioned it, man. You want to talk about a team that's falling apart. I mean, that whole thing is a mess.
And that's where it is, right? You take care of those games, and then don't let Detroit just bully you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got to win those other games around the league. Like, you've got to stay healthy, and you got to produce. And I know that sounds like a whole lot of a lot, but if Cags is that guy, and they add an outfield bat, then all of a sudden, like, you're looking at Lane Thomas as like a guy that's, hey, can you get out there and just kind of, you know, play a Sunday getaway game? Can you play a day-night doubleheader on one of the ends? Can you play a random Monday afternoon game? Because there is no more of the excitement of a Caglione. Now it's like, hey, buddy, you're seasoned. It's now or never. And if you can't do it this year, then we're going to lose a lot of faith that you can ever get it around. And I do trust that he will get there. Last year was his first year. You saw the power, but you saw too much of inconsistency. Vinny was healthy for the entire year, and you saw what he can do with a healthy year. Mikel Garcia figured things out. Bobby Witt Jr., if you can protect that middle of the lineup and you don't need Salvador Perez to be your savior in that lineup, your big-time power hitter, then you can see that. And then, obviously, if Cole Reagans stay healthy, you've got potentially a Cy Young candidate. You're starting as your ace in your
and
staff.
You got your saves leader coming back, too, from, you know, the MLB saves leader is coming back. And looking back on that move, that happened because you weren't able to go out and get Santander, you know, two off seasons ago, right?
Right.
And so you pivoted, and you got a closer that turned out to be the leading saver, if you will, in Major League Baseball. So it proved out to be, you know, pretty good. And so, yeah, the Waka and Lugo ones for me in the rotation, a little bit of a question mark. I'm hoping they can last, you know, all season.
Bigger because, question mark, Waka and Lugo or Berger and Cameron?
Waka and Lugo for me, because the age, you know, it's up there. And we saw the way that they both kind of dissipated towards the end of the season. And last year, at least Lugo did anyway. So I'm hoping that they get rejuvenated the end of this offseason, get that fountain of youth, and they can find it. But I think you're right. I think you have to plan a little bit differently. We'll talk to Q tomorrow. Him and Chris will be in studio, his wife, tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour. We will hold his feet to the fire about how he plans to use Seth Lugo. You better be ready, Q, because the hard questions are coming tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
We're going to ask what he did with his new money. How much did his wife spend of it?
Yeah.
He's going to be like, I bought a really cool pair of New Balances.
Yeah.
And Hokas.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up on the other side, which is the better ad? Plus, college football is better, according to Bob Fesco on 96.5 The Fan. Your home, Kansas City Sports.
This. Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.